just hope it's the start of a long international career for them both. They've both got very much the correct attitude, and they've both got very much the level of skill and athleticism to give themselves every chance.
A little bit disappointing that, firstly, you weren't allowed to select any of them at Nottinghamshire, including Graham Onions, and Graham hasn't even played today, which must knock you a little bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, to have three in the National 13 is good. To have three to miss a very important game is really frustrating, and then doubly so when Graham wasn't selected in the final 11. But these are things you have to sort of put up with. Is take it on the chin a little bit when the season is so condensed, and these international arrangements are by contract, so it's almost unavoidable, really.
Yeah. Now, looking to the county championship, you were flying going into the 2020s, and suddenly things have completely changed. One win in six now. You haven't been helped by the weather in your last three home games, but you've got a mountain to climb. Do you think it's done and dusted now, and you don't have a shout as far as the championship's concerned anymore? Or are you looking back to 3 years ago when everybody had written you off and you came on the blind side and won it on the last day?
Yeah, all you can do is what you can do, to use the cliche, and we've got to try and win our last two games, and then you never know what could interfere or what could happen in the other matches, and that's, you have to just look after your own performance. We haven't played as well in the last two or three games, even allowing for the frustrations of the weather. We haven't just played as well as we would like. We had the opportunity to win the last two games, batting last in the matches, and we fell just short, which has been really frustrating, having batted so well all season as a group.
Yeah, and do you think people like, for instance, Michael DiVenuto, who springs to mind, you know, he was in really good form before the 2020 came along, and then for virtually a month he hasn't had a bat in his hand in anger, and suddenly it's had an effect on perhaps his confidence and what he's been able to do in the middle?
Those are the ups and downs of an English season. Michael's a seasoned professional. He's picked up a couple of injuries during that time. He's still not 100% with his hand, and he's still desperately keen to go out and try and help us win the games. But the formats of the game that are in front of us sometimes dictates that. And we were keen that Michael should be involved in 2020 cricket, but the injury didn't allow that. And so, as you say, he went a long time without striking a ball in anger, and hasn't got back into any consistent rhythm since.
Yeah, and looking ahead to Monday's Pro 40 game at Surrey, it's a massive match for you. This, if it goes your way, you'll have a semi-final, and you could end up with a semi-final at home as well.
Yeah, it's an important game. I'm not quite sure of all of the mathematics, but from what I hear, things are pretty positive in that sense. So if we do get through to the semi-finals, it's an opportunity this to see Surrey, who are potentially one of the opposition there. So they've had a magnificent run so far, considering that the 40-over competition spans the 2020, and they've kept their form going despite having a month away from it. So they've obviously played really well. It's obviously a format that suits them. And so it'll be a really good opportunity to see their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, and as far as you're concerned, is everything still riding on the Pro 40, and the championship is not yet a write-off?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a minimum of 10 days cricket left, and exciting 10 days cricket. And we've all got to swallow the disappointment of the defeat yesterday and make sure that there's a really optimistic, positive air when we start playing again.